I'm incredibly disappointed that the deal that the White House cut with some congressional leaders regarding emergency spending excludes county payments. I had asked the president more than a month ago to at least consider county and school payments on a par with refugee assistance and international food aid, which he considers an emergency, or even now that he's agreed to funding for the Bureau of Prisons and hundreds of millions of dollars for cost overruns at the census. You know, counties, deputy sheriffs, jails, public health, schools, public services for Americans, for Oregonians, should come ahead of many of the things that are in the president's queue. Without his advocacy, we're excluded from the bill today. Our last hope is the United States Senate. The Senate has proposed one-year funding, and I hope and encourage them to hang tough and tell the White House no deal on $180 billion borrowed for the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and billions more for these other so-called emergencies, unless we get $400 million for one more year of county payments.